District Judge Dwayne Hoffmeyer has ruled that the accused murderer, 83-year-old Thomas Knapp of Merrill, will stand trial for two charges at the same time. During a hearing that was held Thursday, Hoffmeyer says that Knapp will stand trial for the murder of his stepson and for the domestic assault charges on his wife. Knapp is being charged with first-degree murder and willful injury of the May 11th shooting death of Kevin Juzik at their rural Merrill home. According to court records, Knapp is accused of shooting Juzik in the abdomen and chest with a 20-gauge shotgun. In a separate case, Knapp is charged with a willful injury causing bodily injury, domestic abuse assault while using or displaying a dangerous weapon, and two counts of first offense domestic abuse for striking his wife in the head with a stick and breaking bones in her hand during the same disturbance in which Juzik was killed. Knapp pleaded not guilty to all charges and is scheduled to stand trial on May 11th, the anniversary date of the shooting incident. The trial could be delayed, however, depending upon Hoffmeyer's decision on a defense request to determine that Knapp's competency to stand trial. That decision to determine if Knapp is competent to stand trial will be made later this month. Tulips and daffodils are already pushing out of the ground for some Iowa cities that set record highs in the 70s this past week, but evidently winter is not done with us yet. Parts of Colorado are getting walloped with a late winter storm this weekend that's threatening to drop up to 4 feet of snow, and meteorologist Alex Kroll at the National Weather Services in Metro Des Moines says that Iowa could see the remnants of that system.
We're actually expecting the onset on Sunday to produce some heavy rain showers. Mainly those will be confined to like southwest Iowa. We could see anywhere between 1 to 2 inches of liquid rain. Then by early Monday morning, things will start to transition over to snow. And it is possible for some areas, especially in northern Iowa, to see a couple of inches of snow.
The calendar says that spring is due to arrive a week from today, but late season snowstorms are always a possibility in Iowa.
Certainly not atypical, but it's not something that we have with a great amount of frequency. But in the last few years, we actually have had some snow as late as like April 14th and 15th before that produces a couple of inches.
The forecast high temperatures for many Iowa cities this weekend are a good 20 to 30 degrees cooler than just a few days ago. So the possible snowfall could catch a few people off guard, especially those optimists who already have drained gas from their snowblowers.
The one good thing is, though, is that at this time of year, anytime that we do get snow, because of the higher sun angle and the frequency of warmer temperatures, it usually doesn't last very long when it's on the ground, as it is able to melt really quickly.
He predicts high temperatures should be back up around the seasonal highs in the 40s and 50s by midweek. More than five dozen Iowa child care facilities are splitting $13 million in grants, and state officials estimate that 4,000 more child care slots will open as a result. A Grundy Community Preschool and Child Care Center in Grundy Center is getting a $97,500 grant.
This money will allow us to start interior work this spring on added additional classrooms, a new commercial kitchen, and laundry room.
That's Melody Hoy of Eldora. She leads the nonprofit that's worked on the project to restore a former elementary school into a kids' campus in Grundy Center.
The school building was built in 1939 as a high school and operated as such until the late 1950s. It was then home to the junior high, which I attended, and lastly as the upper elementary for fifth and sixth graders until the early 90s.
Since then, the only licensed child care program in Grundy Center has operated in the building along with the YMCA before and after school programs. Hoy's group is raising money to renovate the entire building so current tenants will remain and a community daycare will be able to move in.
Both the Grundy Community Preschool and Daycare have significant waiting lists. And with this renovation, we will be able to add classrooms and daycare space to allow for an increase of over 60% for both the preschool and daycare.
An anonymous donor kicked off the project with a $500,000 donation, and Hoy's group has been fundraising during the pandemic, which she says has been a challenge. The grant for the Grundy Center project and the 63 other grants awarded this week come from last year's state allotment of pandemic relief money. $1 million went to community projects to start child care facilities. The other $12 million went to new or existing child care centers and can be used to buy equipment and supplies or for hiring and training of staff. Iowa has slipped in an annual state-by-state report that tracks the level of our public health emergency preparedness. The Hawkeye State achieved a score of just 4 out of a possible 10 measures of preparedness for diseases, disasters, and bioterrorism. Dara Lieberman, director of the Government Relations at Trust for America's Health, says that Iowa now ranks with 14 other states in the middle tier. She said that this year, before Iowa was in the high tier, we didn't find specific backsliding by states this year, but we did find that other states gained more ground. Lieberman says that one area where the state could certainly improve is that Iowa cut its public health budget for the last several years. Iowa was above average for the percentage of workers using paid time off and its seasonal flu vaccination rates. A judge is ordering the suspect in a deadly stabbing at the Prestige Pork Plant in Eagle Grove to undergo a competency evaluation. 26-year-old Lucox Brown is being charged with the first-degree murder of 50-year-old Wayne Smith of Fort Dodge. Smith was found stabbed to death in a locker room at the plant last month. Both Brown and Smith were Prestige employees, but the investigators have not released the motive in the killing. Brown's attorneys say that he has been diagnosed as a chronic schizophrenic and spent time in an out-of-state facility to be treated for the illness. All court proceedings are now on hold. And organizers say that the World Pork Expo will return to Des Moines this summer. The event is set for June 9th through the 11th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It was canceled last year over coronavirus concerns. Officials say that no animals will be allowed at the show and there will not be a cookout or barbecue contest. Jen Sorensen of the National Pork Producers Council says that safety is their number one priority and there will be appropriate precautionary measures in place. The World Pork Expo usually brings 20,000 people from around the world to central Iowa.